Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, let me remind you again, every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. And I've told you in times past where I got that, but I don't have time to do that today. We have watched your BVOV broadcast every night for years, exclamation point. Praise God. Whew. We know we can hear a message of faith and hope for our lives, not the fear and violence that the media throws out on their airwaves. Let me stop right here. I don't think it's a good thing to watch all of that right before you go to bed. This is better. This was the reason the Glory and I had way back, for so you could have total immersion. That's, we learned it from total immersion language schools in World War II, to be able to be totally immersed in faith and the Word. Anyway, not the fear and violence that the media throws out of their airwaves. We know we can go to bed with the total armor of God's protection, wake up to receive His blessings for a new day. Explanation for, boy, I tell you, I love this. We can trust that you will bring us biblical messages, not a message of twisted meanings of why God created us and so forth. And we know the true actions we should be taking in these last days before Christ's return. We pray for you every day and know that Jesus is Lord. B.B. Michigan. Praise God, Michigan. Thank you. You know, when John and Kelly were small, and we still do today, they considered our partners family. Then maybe they could just all come see us someday. And we still do. Because partners, think about it this way. Partners to a ministry. Now, let me preface that. All of the broadcasters on the Believer's Voice of Victory do not pay KCM for that time. And there's a reason why. I'll take time to go into it. We pray that they receive partners. They need partners. That's one of the reasons for the Victory broadcast. So that it's, and to not charge them for it. Because we're in partnership with them. And partners are to a ministry what stockholders are to a business. And the rewards are just as great and greater. Because you can increase your income with an offering if you know the Scriptures, particularly the 10th chapter of the book of Mark. And if you look it up, well, Copeland promised his donors a 100-fold return for something or other. No, I never did that in my life. I don't have the power to do that. Jesus said that. Oh. Yes, He did. And I believed it. And I've walked in it and stood on it. And I'll use this as a reference. Back in the day, I heard the Spirit of our Lord very clearly. Give Brother Hagin $50,000. At the time, Gloria and I had never seen $50,000 personally. Of course, we had it in the ministry, but this was a personal deal. I didn't say. Now, Jesse said one time, the Lord told him to give somebody $10,000. Jesse said, Lord, that's all I have. And the Lord said, that's all I want. Sometimes you have to watch Jesse. Anyway, but I didn't respond like that. I said, yes, sir. I'll be glad to do that. So I can see it in my mind. I took an empty shoebox, you know. It really had been a shoebox. I just hadn't thrown it away. So it was empty. So I just took that shoebox and the lid and set it up on the chest of drawers. And I came in there and whatever change and so forth that I had. And I just, and you know, from time to time in meetings and so forth, Someone walk up to him and just say, Brother Copeland, that's for you. And so I just put it all in there. And so I thought, well, maybe I better call Buddy Harrison. Well, you know, Buddy was Brother Hagin's son-in-law. And he was the first one I met there. And anyway, I said, maybe I better call Buddy and say what I put in there. I said, Buddy, look up my personal giving record from this date and this date and see what I've sent up there. He came back. He said, well, it's a little over $60,000. Why? I didn't have $60,000 come into that shoebox. I don't know how the Lord did that, but I didn't argue about it because I had a faith claim. You can look at the Hebrew word shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. When the Lord instructs you to give, He, the Lord, instructs you to give, then something's missing, and He will replace it. If you know the Scripture and you do these things by faith. Well, somehow He did that, and I was extremely thrilled, first of all, for Brother Hagin's ministry, and then we needed to return, but it happened. And you just take it one step at a time when you find out the blessing of Abraham belongs to you and redeemed from the curse. And those scriptures are real. And you can just flip over there to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy and going through the first five books of the Bible, the first covenant. And most people have not realized this, but I'll remind you of it again. When Cain killed Abel, there was no law against it. And if you read that carefully, very carefully, you'll realize that what God said to him, he could have done a very different thing. But what God said to him, Cain added to the curse. Read it carefully. He added to it, and God didn't correct him because it came out of his heart and his mouth. And then you'll see scriptures like where the blood of Abel came up before him. And now, if you have your Bibles, turn them to 1 Corinthians 13, we're going to build a confession here. Now, I'm going to be using the Amplified. So, we'll build this confession from this. Now, we've come out of 1 Corinthians 12. Always read, and the King James will let you know, but you can tell from the wording and the way the Amplified is printed. Chapter 12 begins with a big N now, which indicates, now, we're doing something else. Chapter 11, pattern yourselves after me. Now, see how that changed? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, special endowments, supernatural energy, brethren, I do not want you to be misinformed. The King James uses Old English, ignorant. Well, Texas, that just doesn't come ignorant. I mean, that uninformed is much sweeter. That's really not like the classic Amplified, which is a KCM product now. So you go through all of these. Now, rightly dividing this, and people have not rightly divided it, and cost themselves dearly in the realm of the Spirit. You go through these nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit, beginning with a word of wisdom. That's a word of God's wisdom, a word of God's knowledge. And they're bracketed as such through here, and there's nine of them. Now, in chapter 13, it starts off, if I can't, and so it doesn't say now. You'll find that in the 15th chapter, which, this is a New Amplified Bible. So 12, 13, 14 set up 15. And you'll find in the 15th chapter then, anyway, if I can speak in the tongues of men and even angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional spiritual devotion such as inspired by God's love for and in us, I'm only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers, the gift of inspiring the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries, and possess all knowledge, if I have sufficient faith that I can remove mountains, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing. I'm a useless nobody. Whoa. Didn't say you weren't born again. He said, if I speak in these tongues without love, I'm a useless nobody. So you can't be at home and fuss and fight and just go on and then headed to church and have a fuss on the way to church and then get me slapping the children around and walk in the church and stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. What you say may or may not be from the Lord. Because you don't, just because you walked through that church door didn't stop all that strife. And do you know what James said about strife? It is and includes every evil work of the devil. So that word may have been of God, may have not. Probably not. Someone might have received something from it. But love, say this, love endures long. I endure long. I'm kind. I never am envious or boil over with jealousy. I'm not boastful or vainglorious. I do not display myself haughtily. I am not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. I'm not rude and unmannerly. I don't act becomingly, unbecomingly. Love, God's love in me, does not I don't insist on my own rights or my own way. For I am not self-seeking. I am not the least touchy or fretful or resentful. I take no account of the evil done to me. Literally, I pay no attention to a suffered wrong. I do not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. I bear up under anything and everything. Everything that comes. I'm ever ready to believe the best of every person. I don't pay any attention to a suffered wrong, and I believe the best of every person. That's referring to the same person that did the wrong. But I'd rather believe the best. I'll tell you an example of that. My hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. I endure everything without weakening. I never fail. I never fade out. I don't become obsolete or come to an end. As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As for tongues, the gift of tongues. He just got through talking about the gift of tongues and the interpretation of tongues because he talked about the nine supernatural gifts of the Spirit with which to minister. They will be destroyed or cease as for knowledge. It will pass away. Now, if tongues passed away, when's knowledge going to pass away? And you're just going to go, "What'd they say? I get my knowledge passed away." Rightly dividing the word of truth. There's coming a time, he said, we see through a glass darkly without love. When's that going to pass away? When I do. The gift never passes away. Faith never passes away. Would you tell me, please, what I need with speaking in tongues in heaven? With the divine mind of Christ? In the presence of people that are there? That speak languages I never even heard of before, but in heaven we understand one another. Because heaven is where our Father is, and He is love. In the Tower of Babel, that's misunderstood. Babel, confusion. I'm paraphrasing. Let's go down. Because anything now that they can agree on, they can accomplish. Anything. So he confused the languages. Well, they didn't immediately start in French and another one Spanish. That would have only taken several months to learn one another's language. No, he confused the language that they had so they couldn't agree. What do you mean by that? Whatever, that's not right. I mean, it wasn't but a few days ago, you said this. No, I didn't. I didn't say that. You asked my wife. And so you asked the wife. Both of you are wrong. I don't understand what either one of you are saying. So they got away from each other. I'm leaving. Well, I don't blame you. Good riddance. Get out of here. So this one went over here, and this one went over here. And their languages begin to evolve. You'd be surprised how much German there is in the English language, how much French. Do you enjoy a menu? That's a French word. It's an English word now. But and particularly if you have the BLB, the Blue Letter Bible, and it'll show you in the Old Testament, New Testament, what that word in the King James actually means. And then if you ever look into a dictionary and say, this word came from France and the Latin language back in the da-di-da-di-da, and it's now in the English language. The English language has more words in it. It's the wordiest language on the planet. And I have an original dictionary. And it's about that thick. I mean, it's huge because all of the explanations are in there. Well, all of the explanations are in here, but you need a checklist to find them and different tools to check. this, and this, and this, and this are all tools. This is a tool. But he makes rich and he has no sorrow with it, Proverbs 10:22. See, Proverbs 10:22. These are tools. God, the covenant, and the contradiction. Kenneth Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens. And as you know, we did over 100 TV broadcasts together, searching the covenants of the Bible. And you have to get different translations because in the King James, there's a lot of places where testament is actually covenant. So these are tools. Our 50-year study Bible with commentaries in it, these are tools. This is the real thing. This is a different translation. The Classic Amplified. This is the New King James. This one also, it'll come out at Southwest. This one also has our study notes in them. All of these are the tools that pertain to life and godliness. And the tabs. There's just, I had it recovered. It was coming apart, and it was taken apart and copied. We have a New Testament that has my notes in it. And this Bible was taken apart, and all of this has to do with what we're studying here. It was taken apart, and then this part of it, from here to here, and New Testament, made a New Testament itself. Now, class, I want to tell you something. And I have one that I study with all the time. I've remarked that one. It has a lot more marks in it than this one does. And I have this things that I really didn't see before. Because I keep reading this manual. And I just flipped over there to Titus. My greatest desire, my longing, my joy, to be strengthened, to fight a good fight, to steady enough to finish my course, faith enough to keep the faith. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, they're always from every form of evil. God manifested his word through preaching. Just notes. And there's so many notes on this one, I can hardly read it. I make notes on those checklists, particularly on that citation 10. That's an extremely fast airplane. So I had my own checklist, and I made my own notes on it and took that right there and get this thing and get it into my heart and mind. And this is the checklist of life. And there's not a page in here. Delivered from all persecutions, fought a good fight, finished my course. Finish my faith by faith. Grace abound, we can. Exodus 29:1, priests are anointed to minister of God. Verses 11 through 15, churches doing what they're supposed to do, not the government, seeking justice, and we'll be right back.
It's obvious all over the earth. The enemy is raging. But as a believer, you don't have to live subject to fear. You are designed for victory. In his book, Live Fear Free, Kenneth Copeland shows you how to shut down the enemy's attacks, remove fear, and stand strong in faith, no matter what's happening around you. Jesus defeated the law of sin and death once and for all, so you can live according to the law of the Spirit of life in him. Learn how fear opens the door to the devil, but faith slams it shut. When you live by faith, fear can't control you. Be free to live boldly, live healed, and live protected under God's love. When your focus is on the Word, the storms around you fade away. You've been given authority. You've been equipped with faith. The world needs men and women who will stand tall in faith and refuse to back down. Rise up as the fearless believer you were born again to be and live fear-free. Live Fear Free, the new book by Kenneth Copeland, now available for only $26.99 on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. You can live fearlessly 24/7 in the secret place of God's protection. Be equipped with God's Word and His wisdom to live an overcoming, fear-free life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
This is our new partner, our new product. I'll just read the chapters to you and see if you're interested. The victory that overcomes the world. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Focus on the Word, not the ways. Your will, your choice, your words. Applying and acting on your faith. When you stand praying, forgive. A fear-free, failure-proof life of love. Under the protective umbrella of God. Safe in the almighty arms of love. And as ashes under your feet. You understood? I am too. I'm going to have to go back and read this again. Amplified Bible copyright and 2025 Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland Publications. You know what I say? Get you one of them. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all the cast. The cast. Well, you are a cast, right? All the class. Reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Praise God forevermore.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.